Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's take you to Flowery Branch. Scott Baer is the lead reporter for AtlantaFalcons.com. All of your pregame information up at AtlantaFalcons.com. And Scott joins us, as he always does, on the WadeFord.com hotline. Hey, Scott.
How's it going, guys?
Pretty good, pretty good. So, Scott, you personally, how quickly do you get over a game like the one that you had last week against the Commanders?
I mean, you're the expert. I'm not sure how that whole 24-hour thing actually works. I mean, like, is it harder after a game like that? It seems like it just might be. But I'm curious as to what you think.
I mean, you know me. I look at it like this, man. Once you get ready, once the game is over, you travel home, and you got to get ready for the next one because there's still a lot of football left to be played. You still, in a sense, control your destiny. So I look at it like that. You still got a chance when you look at the way that this team is playing. You still got a chance.
Yeah, and I think that your mindset does extend to how these guys operate. I was in that locker room in Washington, and look, man, nobody was happy. Nobody was looking for silver linings. Everybody understood the opportunity that was at hand there and the opportunity that was missed. And I think that it makes it easier to get over it because of what's happening in Tampa Bay, which you can scratch your head and try to do the math and it still doesn't make any sense. But nonetheless, the fact that they're still in it, the fact that even though the record is what it is, that if they pull the right levers, but, you know, the margin for error is getting a lot smaller now. You can go to that NewYorkTimes.com site and you can do all the math and things like that, and you can look at it a bunch of different ways, but there's still a possibility that they can win this NFC South. Now, again, not a lot of room for error, so you may have to snag four or five here, but you can't do anything if you can't beat the Steelers.
Right, and if you beat the Steelers, then we're in the really awkward position of rooting for the Swampers to win a game. Oh, yeah. I know. Scott Baer, AtlantaFalcons.com. Scott, you and I have been talking about it this week. Marcus Mariota came out and said, hey, this is a must-win. And so we started reading between the lines, wondering if you did too. I mean, it's obviously a must-win for the team. Does he feel it's a must-win for himself?
That's an interesting point because we've been kind of talking about if Desmond Ridder were going to come in, you know, like what's the ideal time? And for a young quarterback who hasn't taken a professional regular season snap, when's the time? And the time is when you can get the most first-team reps possible. When there's only two quarterbacks, the second team guy runs the scout team, which means while there are young guy periods and things like that, he's not fully immersed in the game planning, the physical aspect of game planning. But when you have a bye week, like the Falcons do after the Steelers game, there's a bit more breathing room, there's a few more practices, and there's a whole lot of first team reps leading up to the next game. So if there is a time to make a switch, it could be that week. One thing is that there has literally been zero indication that Arthur Smith is going to do something like that. He's been steadfast in sticking with Marcus. And, you know, it's so tough to evaluate, right? Because you can say that he played better, but critical mistakes are critical mistakes and tip balls are crazy and at times random. But at some point, right, don't you just have to just make the play? And that goes for the entire team. Don't you just have to make the play in the clutch to do what you want to do? And I think the answer is yes. If it sounds like I'm tap dancing here and trying to evade, I swear that I'm not. But I agree with you that this is a big game for Marcus. Yes. Do I think there will automatically be a quarterback switch? I don't know. I think as long as they're still within a mathematical possibility of making the playoffs, they're going to remain steadfast at that quarterback spot. But, you know, time will tell there. But I'm still of the belief that Marcus is still the guy.
Talking with Scott Baer, the AtlantaFalcons.com reporter here. Left guard has been a festering sore again this year. But now you got Elijah Wilkinson. You got Jalen Mayfield. Are they both ready to go? One, both. How do you view that position?
I look at it feeling like they should feel pretty comfortable considering everything that's happened there. We've seen some pretty decent left guard play. Of course, none of it quite as good as Elijah Wilkinson had been executing until he got hurt. That was what seemed like a huge setback, but I think it only goes to show that Dwayne Ledford and that offensive line depth has been a lot better. And Colby Gossett didn't play terribly. So they've got options. Now, Jalen Mayfield's been ready to go for a little while, and it's always tough with offensive linemen who have been gone. But I think Arthur said it earlier in the week, with it's much different being gone for 4 weeks and being gone for 8 or 12. So I wouldn't eliminate from the realm of possibility that starting five is back together again.
How much did we miss Kyle Pitts last week?
I think it's one of those things where I watched the game live, and like when you look at Kyle's production, it wasn't terribly high. So you're like, hey, so like where'd the 40 or 50 yards come from? And it came from Patterson and it came from Jose. But there's no replacing how Kyle attracts attention, how teams will cover you when Kyle Pitts is in the pattern. And I think the more tape that other teams get on how the Falcons are going to operate without Kyle Pitts, maybe things become a little different. Now, Arthur Smith is so darn creative, and I'm a big fan of his play calling and his play design, so I believe that he can keep mixing it up. But I think that, I ultimately think it's a big deal. It's a big deal when you don't have your star players available to you, and it changes how it's how they're covered, and down the line it's going to have an impact, because like I was saying kind of about the end of that Washington game, at some point you just got to execute. And yes, randomness can, and unforeseen circumstances like a guy getting his hand up at the last possible second, textbook style, and knocking that thing into the air, bad things can happen. But ultimately, if you do the right things enough, good things can happen. And I think that at those types of points, you need to find your best players, and not having one of your best players does definitely hurt you. And the Falcons are going to have to find a way to continue to overcome that. And I think the reason why I say continue to find a way is not be like, oh, well, OZ and CP get the ball more. It's more complicated than that. And that's why I think it's more on Arthur Smith to continue to be creative, to continue to find ways to get different guys involved, because Kyle's not coming back this year. And that is a difficult thing. It's one thing that their postseason goals are still available to them. They have to have another larger hurdle to overcome, and not having Kyle, I think, was a big deal against Washington and will be a big deal moving forward.
Yeah, I think we were talking, Scott. I think the goal now is, if you can win this game against Pittsburgh and you start to look at, some potentially winnable games like Arizona, for example, out of the bye, in that four-game stretch down there, can you get to a situation, and think about this, Scott, how nutty would this town be if week 18 and Tom Brady's coming in and that's for the NFC South title and the playoffs? How nutty would this town suddenly be?
I mean, it's just kind of looming out there, that whole week 18 thing. And it goes back to the roughing the passer situation that happened, in week 5 or 6. And it just seems like...
Dude, it goes back to a Super Bowl, too.
Just saying. And yeah, 100%. And it does seem like one of those things that's just looming out there. And gosh, wouldn't that be the week of all weeks, right? I think that you would see this town go 91-style nuts for that game. That it would just be one of those huge moments, but the only way to make that moment count, the only way to make that moment meaningful, is to do what you have to do against other, what I would consider, beatable teams. Now, I'm sure the Steelers and the Cardinals and the Saints might look at, oh, well, the Falcons are a beatable team for us to get back into it, or for us to do positive things. And that's where the Falcons have to really fight back strongly. The one thing is that I know, John, I feel like you and I have talked a lot about building a home field advantage here and doing well. And I keep saying the way you do it is that you reward people for buying the ticket. Well, guess what? They're 4-2 at home. So again, this is another one of those times, another one of those games against a big time opponent where, let's be honest, there's going to be some terrible towels in that stadium. can they reward Falcons fans for buying the ticket? I think this is another good opportunity to do that. And if you can build momentum here, you got a couple more home games left after that, you could be looking at week 18 as a ruckus.
Oh, it would be so much fun. I mean, the idea of that would be if we got that, is that all we got this season? I would take it because it would be so much fun. Thanks, Scott. Do appreciate it.
Thank you, gentlemen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.